Canadian Open downhillers put on a spectacular show this Sunday, tearing up the vaunted 1199 track in Creekside. Jakob and Dane Jewett were the biggest local story of the day, each racing to gold in front of friends, family and home fans. Among women, Miranda Miller looked like her old self as she grabbed bronze after years away from elite-level downhill competition. Today, the action continues with all categories of the Score Air DH. Group B finals, including Invitational 11-12, U15, U17, Senior 19-34, Master 35-39 and Veteran 40+, proceed beginning at 11:15 a.m. Pacific Time, while the Pros and U19 riders take their shot in Group A at 4:45 p.m. Since 2004, thousands of athletes have strapped in to challenge Whistler's famous A-line, a route fully loaded with drops, jumps and berms. Mick Hanna and Vea Verbeek won it all last year, but it remains to be seen who will take the prize in 2023. Then on Wednesday, the Boneyard returns to life as it hosts the Ultimate Pump Track Challenge. Caroline Buchanan continues to reign supreme as not only the queen of Kronkworks, but the queen of pump track as well. Kealani Hines got close to besting the Australian sensation in Rotorua earlier this season and looks to finally ascend the throne in Whistler. Jace Cunning will be making his Whistler debut among men. The young Aussie has proven to be one of the globe's best pump track riders since bursting onto the Kronkworks scene last fall. Tuhoto Ariki Payne, fresh off his bronze in the downhill, is also slated to take part alongside Ba van Steenbergen, Ryan Gilchrist and Niels Bensink. Check back in with Peak News Magazine for more Kronkworks Whistler content.